Blog Talk Radio.
He calls me with his rage, cause I'm giving my all. Without him, you can never win. With him, ain't no way you can lose. There's only two that you can serve. Who you gonna choose? Can't you see that I'm a changed man? That wing of salvation rolled right over me. Rearranged man. Clean slate, Lord knows.
Very special episode of Inspirational Talk with Tenille, the show that promotes inspirational leaders from various walks of life, whether authors, artists, entrepreneurs, business leaders, or community leaders. This show promotes anyone that has some type of inspirational story. I am your host, international award-winning author, Tenille Jackson. For more information about me and what I do, feel free to visit my website at www.tonealstodo.org. That's www.tonealstodo.org. And if you are an author looking to get more exposure for your book or to learn more about the literary industry, then check out my organizational website for authors promoting success at www.weareaps.com. That's www.weareaps.com. And if you haven't already done so, please follow me on Twitter at TJ Monique. You can friend me on Facebook, connect with me on LinkedIn, and definitely follow the show Inspirational Talk with Tenille by going to blogtalkradio.com/authorTJ. And we have a great guest for you. In fact, she's already on and she's in the wings waiting. So I don't want to keep her holding much longer, but I do want to take the time to announce that this weekend, March 27th, 28th, and 29th, Authors Promoting Success, which is my organization, will be present at the Black Women's Expo. In fact, my bookstore, APS Books and More, will be hosting this year's Lit Cafe. So please, ma'am, please, sir, check us out. Come in, support those authors that will be there, authors promoting success. We're going to be in booth 416 at the McCormick Place at this year's Black Women's Expo here in Chicago, March 27th, 28th, and 29th. Now, without further prolonging things, I want to introduce my guest today, who is a public speaker, an award-winning mentor, and philanthropist. She's the author of The Tongue of Life, The Secrets We Keep, and The Bridge That Brought Me Over. In addition to all that, she's the president of Abundant Life Publications, which provides communications consulting, leadership development, as well as book and magazine publishing. And she's also, if that's not enough, the director of Gary Life Education Initiative Incorporated, which is a nonprofit organization that empowers students for life through mentoring, providing leadership skills, and career readiness. If you want more information on my guest today, you can visit her website at www.publishinglife.wix.com/Patterson Global. So give a warm welcome to my guest today, Miss Tavetta Patterson. How you doing, Miss Tavetta?
Good afternoon. I am well, Miss Tenille. How are you today?
I am great. Couldn't be better. On the countdown to Black Women's Expo. So I'm very happy right now. I'm so glad that you will actually be joining me for that event this weekend. So without further ado, I just ask my guests, you know, or I let them know, I say, hey, I've given everybody else a little bit of information about you, but if someone was to ask you, who is Tavetta Patterson, what would you say?
Well, first of all, I would say she's a woman who's very thankful for where she is in life and all of the opportunities that I have the blessing and the honor to walk into, and I would definitely thank you for the platform that you provided. I am ready, excited, and anticipating this weekend at the expo as well.
Well, you know what? Let's get right into it, because I know you serve in so many capacities, Tavetta, and I know that we only have about 20 minutes or so, but I want to definitely try to get as much out there to the people as possible. And so let's start with the book that you will be showcasing at the Black Women's Expo, which is The Bridge That Brought Me Over. So why don't you give the listeners a little bit of information about that book? What gave you the inspiration to write it? And give us just a little bit of insight as to what the book itself is about.
Sure. The Bridge That Brought Me Over, it is an inspirational book that I was inspired to write, because so many times we hear a promise, we believe a promise, we have a dream, believe in our dream. However, the time between us believing and actually manifesting whatever that promise or that dream is, sometimes we run into things called challenges. And so the book is an opportunity for people to learn tools and strategies that they can use to get through the challenges in order to live the life that they dream of living, and how to not stop when you're faced with a challenge, but to use your faith to overcome every challenge that you'll face in life. And so,
you know what?
I love
so powerful.
People get through.
Thank
you.
And
so
as
much.
Leaders,
like
that's what we have
to
do.
Absolutely, absolutely. So my goal with any of the books that I release is to help people have tools to get through everyday life. What is it that you can use to get over obstacles and challenges and things that will try and distract you from fulfilling your purpose in life? How do you not stop when the challenge is right in front of you?
And you know what, and for those that are listening, because like you said, we do face so many challenges, but what would you say is probably one of the most common challenges that people would be able to, you know, resolve or get through by reading your book?
Well, the first challenge I would definitely say is the challenge of knowing who you are, and the challenge of discovering what your purpose is, and then the courage to actually pursue your purpose, because distractions come in our life to stop those three things from happening, to stop you from knowing your true identity, to stop you from discovering what it is you are born to do on this earth, and to stop you from pursuing that purpose. And so those are the areas that the book focuses on, and it helps you to get really clear about quieting the noise that can sometimes come in life that distracts you from discovering who you are, what it is you're supposed to be doing on this earth, and to be courageous enough to actually be unapologetically great in pursuing your purpose.
Okay. I mean, and I totally understand that, you know, like you said, knowing yourself, being yourself, because so many times, because of society and all of the various societal standards, people are afraid, I think, to really truly be themselves, because they're always scared that somebody will be there judging them and that who they are isn't good enough. So, you know, I'm so happy that you took the time to write a book like this that will be able to help people to be able to see, you know, that, hey, regardless of who you are, it's possible to be you and shine through at the same time.
Absolutely, absolutely, positively. And the reality is that when people get to the place in life where they are aware of who they are, when they are aware of the promises that God has for their life, and when they're courageous enough to be okay standing, even if they're standing alone, the world will be a much better place. And so I look forward to being able to share, even during the times that you have set up for us to present and talk, have the book talk. I look forward to being able to share with people steps that they can take starting that moment to change their life, their world, and the world around them.
Definitely, definitely. And for those of you just now tuning in to Inspirational Talk with Sunil, my guest today is, she's so many things, a speaker, award-winning mentor, philanthropist, and she's definitely the author of The Bridge That Brought Me Over, and she's taken the first few minutes to just give us a little bit of insight into that book as well as what gave her the inspiration to write it. And if you have any questions for Ms. Tavetta Patterson, feel free to give a call in to area code 347-945-7394. And if you want more information about Tavetta or her book, feel free to go to her website at www.publishinglife.wix.com/Patterson's Global. That's www.publishinglife.wix.com/Patterson's Global, PatterSonsGlobal. Now, Tavetta, let's just jump back a little bit. I know we were talking about your first, your book, The Bridge That Brought Me Over, but this is not your only book. So why don't you tell the audience a little bit more about your book, The Secrets We Keep?
Sure, absolutely. The Secrets We Keep is my first novel. It is a story about love, relationship, and the challenges and obstacles that those relationships sometimes encounter. And it's a book that walks you through the life of a young woman whose name is Gracie, who has what seems like insurmountable odds stacked against her. And she has to choose whether or not she's going to allow the secrets of her past to hinder her from her future, or if she's going to do the work to overcome those secrets and push forward to the promise that she has in her future. And a lot of people face that that question in life. Do I stop here and dwell on my past, or do I move forward and fulfill the promises in my future? So I'm very excited to be able to share that novel with readers as well. I've gotten different testimonies from people about how years and years of old secrets and things that they encountered as a child, they were able to heal through reading the book. So I really believe it's going to serve as a book that helps people to heal and to get over things that they've endured as a child.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really a perfect title for that, The Secrets We Keep, because, you know, many times, as you're saying, things happen to us in our childhood years or our adolescent years, and we never tell anybody. You know, these are things,
right,
whether they're hurtful, someone else did them to us, or things that we've seen or whatever it may be, and it's things that we hold on to, and it ends up shaping who we become,
right,
as an adult. And so I really think that it's wonderful that you wrote, I mean, all of these books are so necessary. You know, they really are necessary to helping people overcome their individual trials and hardships, you know, to let them know, hey, you're not alone. The things that you feel like you're going through by yourself, someone else has also gone through these very trials and tribulations. So, again, for those of you who are listening and you want to, you know, you hear what Tavetta is saying, you're like, oh, my goodness, I really can understand and identify what that book is saying, then go and purchase her book. You don't just have to go to Amazon, but you can go directly to her website, learn more about her, not just as an author, but as an entrepreneur, which we're about to talk about in this latter half of the interview. But go to her website to support her at www.publishinglife.wix.com/Patterson's Global. Now, Tavetta, you serve, as I said at the top of the interview, in various capacities. You're not
just an author, and I've talked to you a lot of times off of, aside from interviewing you, and that's actually one of the least things that you really promote. Like, your heart is really into philanthropy and giving back and being able to help people. So I want us to first talk about that aspect of you, and then we'll transition into talking about your other baby, which is Abundant Life Publication. So let's talk about the nonprofit organization that you work with.
Absolutely. So in 1997, graduated high school, went to college, and was extremely shocked by how much it was I needed to know and I did not know. And so that allowed me an opportunity to, I went to college, but I moved back the following year to start finding ways to give back to my community and help shape the lives of children, because a lot of our young people, 98% of the students that our program services, they're from single-parent households. 80% live at or below the poverty level. So some of those children will not be reached if we don't reach them. And so Gary Life Education Initiative is an organization that provides mentoring, college readiness, career readiness, leadership development. We give them exposure to colleges by providing college tours. And on May 2nd, we have a walk coming up for high school graduates to provide 100 high school graduates a care package so that they can make a successful transition into adult life.
Wow, that is incredible. That is incredible, because, you know, one of the things that I found is that many teenagers, they end up stopping because they feel like, what's the point of finishing? You know, if I finish, then how can I get to the next level, or there's nobody to help me? So the fact that you are putting that together, and you said that's going to be on May 2nd,
Yeah, Saturday, May 2nd, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Gleason Park, located 3400 Jefferson Street in Gary, Indiana.
That is so commendable. I am so proud of the work that you're doing. And if you're listening to Veta and her testimony and you want to help, you want to either donate some care packages or maybe you want to volunteer your time and to try to help as well with this mission that she has, then I'm sure you can reach out to her by going to her website at www.publishinglife.wix.com/Patterson Global. Now, Savetta, we got author, we got entrepreneur, we got, you know, a philanthropist. You do so much, but you are the president of Abundant Life Publications. So just give the listeners a little bit of information about Abundant Life Publications. What is it? When did you come up with it? What gave you the inspiration to do this?
Well, Abundant Life Publications is a company dedicated to publishing things that inspire, be it books or magazines. And what started was, I was born and raised in Gary, Indiana. And for a very long time, I saw people telling our story from the outside of our community, which usually ended up being a negative story. And I wanted to highlight the good that existed in our community. So my husband and I started a company. From that company, we published 10 magazines, and we published 2 books now, being The Secrets That We Keep and The Bridge That Brought Me Over. And it's simple, to communicate that which is good to the rest of the world, and to inspire people and to help people change their lives, their world, and the world around them.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. And so you pretty much publish all inspirational authors.
Yes.
Is that the case? Okay.
That is
and
correct.
So if anyone is out there and they're looking to, you know, if they already have a manuscript, are you accepting submissions, or how do you go about recruiting your authors?
Yes, we are. They come to us. They can visit the website. Direct phone number is 219-730-7621. We're now also on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So any social media through our website or through our direct phone number.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. So I'm hoping that you all that are listening, that's listening to this interview, that you're writing down this information. And if you didn't get the phone number, make sure you get the website, because all of this information that we're discussing, every aspect of Tezetta, you can find out this information via her website, www.publishinglife.wix.com/Patterson's Global. Again, that's www.publishinglife, publishinglife.wix.com/Patterson's Global, PatterSonsGlobal. And when you get to the website, the various things that we've discussed throughout the course of this interview, you'll be able to get more information about. And on top of that, you'll be able to receive, get the contact information for Tezetta and personally reach out to her, whether you are interested in publishing with her company, Abundant Life Publications, if you are interested in the humanitarian work that she does, if you are interested in purchasing her books, all of those things are available at your reach when you go to her website, www.publishinglife.wix.com/Patterson's Global. Now, Tezetta, what would you say if say that somebody is coming up to you and they just feel like they are at the end of their rope or on the other side of that bridge, they've yet to reach the bridge that helped them over? What would you be able to say to try to help to encourage them to make it through?
Them to refuse to quit, to refuse to stop, because when we do that, we do not get the opportunity to see our promise or to live our purpose. I would tell them that there's greatness inside of you. There is a great purpose for your being born on the face of this earth, and you have everything you need within you to change your life, to change your world and the world of those around you. So to push through and see what is on the other side, because I promise you it's greatness and it's great possibilities and opportunities for you. And also be receptive to receive help from the people who are around you.
Because so many times, one of the things that, not just that I found, but that I know from personal experience, sometimes, and it's not always because of pride, but sometimes as women, we don't, you know, reach out for that help when we need it, whether it's because we feel like we should be able to do it or we think that someone is going to laugh or, you know, but for whatever reason, there's some type of complex with women where we don't like to ask for help. And then what happens is we create that sense of being overwhelmed, you know, because it's like,
it's
oh my goodness, I'm just
syndrome.
Thinking.
It's
so,
a superwoman.
Do you
I
think it's just
woman.
As simple?
I can handle it.
Everything.
Go ahead.
Everything by myself all the time.
Right.
So we definitely want to encourage all of these, all of the women, and not just women, but we want to encourage everybody, but especially women, to know that you don't have to be in this thing alone, whatever this thing is for you. But in general, we're talking about life, but specifically if it's your relationships, if it's parenthood, if it's working, if it's going to school, being a business person, whatever your capacity is, just know that there is a bridge that's capable of bringing you over. Yes. Now, Tezetta, we know that you are going to be in Chicago this coming weekend at the Black Women's Expo, and so people can come and see you and support you in that capacity. We also know you told us about your walk that's going on May 2nd in Gary, Indiana. Are there any other upcoming events that you have that you would like to share?
Well, of course, the Office Promoting Success. We're always looking to build upon that team. So Indiana people, authors who want to be a part of that team, because as you always say, is it better together, stronger together? I believe
yes, ma'am.
So we're looking to build that team. So contact us even if you're interested in surrounding yourself with people of greatness who are headed to great destinations in life, and we can help you go to the top with us. I always tell people it's always room at the top. It is the bottom that is overcrowded. And so I'm always looking for opportunities and networks to help pull people to the top so then we can all go over the top. So that's all.
Definitely, definitely. So I definitely want to thank you so much, Tabetta, for coming on to the show. And I always, one of the other things I always ask my guests is, if you had any last remarks that you would like to leave with the listening audience, what would they be?
My words would be, you are great. And never allow anyone to tell you that you are anything less than great, and to be very courageous in your pursuit of living unapologetically great.
I love it. I love it. Understand that you are great, and you don't have to apologize for your greatness, because so many times we get around the wrong people, or we get around people that make us feel like it's bad because we've discovered our purpose and we want to walk in our purpose. But don't allow anybody to make you feel bad once you have discovered your purpose and you have decided that you want to walk in that purpose. Live unapologetically. I absolutely love it. So that I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on to Inspirational Talk with Tenille. And again, I want to remind our listeners that you all can support Tabetta, not just, you know, as an author, but definitely as an author. You can support her as an author by purchasing her books, The Bridge That Brought Me Over, as well as The Secrets We Keep. You can support her in her philanthropic endeavors. You can also support her as she's doing these various missions. She's going to be at the Black Women's Expo, so I'm sure she would love to be able to meet and greet you on this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 27th, 28th, and 29th. We will be at the Black Women's Expo here in Chicago at the McCormick Place, and she will be in the place, and that's the place to be. It's going to be the Lit Cafe, booth number 416. So if you're looking to meet Tabetta, you've been encouraged, inspired, empowered by this interview, by the words that she's spoken, the advice that she's giving you, and you want to just come and see her and purchase her books, you can do that this weekend. She'll be here in person, Black Women's Expo, Lit Cafe, booth number 416, March 27th, 28th, 29th. And if you're not going to be in Chicago or just not able to attend, but you still want to support her, you can go to her website, www.publishinglife.wix.com/Patterson's Global, www.publishinglife.wix.com/PATTERSONSGLOBAL. For more information, you want to get in on humanitarian work that she's doing, it's coming up. So all of those that's in Gary, Indiana, you all can pitch in and help make this thing happen on May 2nd. And you can also find Tabetta on Facebook under Tabetta Patterson, Brander, whatever it is. You definitely want to connect with this young lady. This is a powerful young lady doing powerful things, quickly rising to the top. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to Inspirational Talk with Tenille. And again, as a quick reminder, if you have not already followed the show, please do so by going to www.blogtalkradio.com
/authorTJ. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/authorTJ. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at TJ Monique. You can friend me on Facebook. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn. I look so forward to speaking with you all on next Monday, because I will be giving you the rundown on what happened at this year's Black Women's Expo, and my special guest will be author Mona Williams. I thank you all so much for tuning in to Inspirational Talk with Tenille, and until next time, stay inspired. Thank you.
Thank you.